On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Yeah, she's in the house. It's Tori Friday. Tori Lagarde, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm in his house.
She's in the house of pain.
It's always pain being me. Yeah. Jump around.
Oh, I wish I had that song queued up.
I know. It's Jump Around, House of Pain. You have that song? Look at you, Mr. Fancy Pants from the 90s.
Actually, I don't. Nah. I just made the move to make you think
I did. I would have been a little surprised.
Yes, you would have.
Because it's not a hippie song, you know.
Oh, ouch.
No, I just mean, you know. No, because you're kind of a hippie.
I'm very much a hippie.
So I'm used to, you know, Crosby, Stills, and Nash coming out of your ass. I don't know.
That's a disgusting picture.
That's an image, right? Everyone erase your mind now.
Especially Crosby.
he fathered one of those babies.
Yes.
You know what I mean.
I know what you're saying.
But does everyone else?
No, they don't.
Melissa Etheridge is a lesbian, which is very well known.
Right.
And she and her partner, Julie somebody, back in the day,
right,
wanted to have a baby. And it was a big mystery who it was. And then they picked David Crosby.
Yeah, why would that be?
Maybe he was good looking back in the day. But
maybe
he morphed. And their baby's going to morph, don't you think?
Possibly. It could take on the... I would go for Bing Crosby, personally. Oh, I don't care. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
You know, that would be
but
nice.
But he was dead then. They couldn't do that.
Yeah.
And then they divorced. Julie and Melissa.
They always do. Everybody does.
Why is that? No, Ellen's doing good. Ellen and Portia, they're awesome. It's older
but
woman,
it's
younger
not
woman
her
thing.
First marriage either. It's not her
yeah,
first rodeo.
Yeah, the first one was the first one was the crazy one.
Yeah.
Ellen was it not Ellen? Ellen was Ellen. Then it was
the actress there.
Yeah, Anne Heche.
Anne Heche, that's right. Yeah.
Who I liked that movie with Harrison Ford when they were on that the Mosquito
I did.
Coast.
They were on the island there. I couldn't get off the island.
That was good.
That was fun. You know, very, it was Poseidon Adventure-ish, where very right. predictable, but.
I think it had River Phoenix in it, too, before he died.
Yeah.
Before he did the snowball.
You know, I watch movies like that now, realizing that Anne Heche is indeed a lesbian, and she's playing the love interest.
I think she was bisexual at one point.
Perhaps
so. Because she was married before.
But looking back on it, if I had seen that movie now, which is right. now doesn't work for me at all. I don't, you know.
She's not feeling it. Well, that's what acting is, dude. We have to hip you to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all acting, except Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. If you ever watch Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I love just trying to get inside their brains, because that's when it's happening. Mm.
But she was kissing her brother, like deep throat kissing.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Remember that? In the Oscars.
Yeah.
That was disturbing.
It was very disturbing. I don't think she knows what's going on.
Well, she didn't. Maybe she does now. That was before she had kids.
I guess you have to be in your 40s to grow up.
Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton was affecting her, because she carried around a vial of his blood in her necklace, and he the same. So that's a little clue.
It's so...
Captain and I are probably lovely. Not going to do that.
No, they can't even find my veins.
Oh, yeah.
Much less put it in a vial.
No.
I guess it's handy if you ever want a blood test, you just say, well, take it from my necklace.
Sure.
You know, if it's still fresh. I don't know if you have to keep it in the refrigerator or what.
Yeah, that's just gross to me.
Of course it's gross. It's inner body fluids. That's like...
that's like you're saying you're a vampire.
Yeah, it kind of is. Maybe put a stigma on vampires. Maybe it's unfair to them.
Yeah.
When I watch Ellen, not that I watch her frequently.
I like the clips. I see them on YouTube. When something really funny happens, I do want
to
see that.
You kind of don't have to watch shows anymore. You just go to YouTube and look at clips
it's
of
brilliant.
The highlights of stuff. Yeah. It is brilliant, but it's taken away from the shows.
I don't care.
Well, I'm sure you don't.
I have no time for that stuff. I know. Everything in 5 minutes or less.
David Letterman, when he retired, they asked him, what's the real reason you're retiring? Is it your age? And he said, no, he said that people don't watch the show live anymore. That feeling of watching something as it happens is just gone. He says that everybody just watches clips of things. So what I'm doing doesn't seem to be as exciting as immediate as what it was prior.
Right. So plus, he's got a lot of competition now. There's two Jimmys and a Colin and a whoever these people are, Craig's.
There's almost three Jimmys. There's Jimmy Kimmel,
Jimmy Fallon,
and then there's that James.
Oh, the British guy.
Yeah.
I love him. He's the best.
Oh, do you think so?
Oh, my gosh.
I can't stand him. He's not funny.
Okay, Ron. Have you watched him in the cars with the comedians singing? And
cute.
I love it.
Well, why did you just get on a Broadway stage and be in a play or something? I didn't find that. He's a horrible interviewer.
Well, I didn't watch him interview. Well, I watched him in the car.
He does his little car thing for the first 5 minutes.
That's all I want to see.
Well, then he should do the car show. He shouldn't be doing a talk show because it's not funny. It's not engaging. It's awful.
Jerry Seinfeld does a car thing. Comedians in cars getting coffee.
Yeah, which is getting old as well.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know.
I think it is.
When he had Obama and they couldn't leave the White House grounds, that was hilarious.
Very funny for 2 minutes.
Well, no Republicans liked it at all, I'm sure. What are you doing out in a car when you could have been solving global problems?
Exactly.
My gosh, he can't get one break.
Yeah. Donald Trump said recently, I'm sorry to bring him up. Mm-hmm. He said one of the first things he's going to do when he becomes president is get rid of the environmental agency.
Oh, my God, I can't listen. Really?
Yeah, well, he meant the Environmental Protection Agency, but he called it the environmental agency.
Oh, my God. And, he's a menace.
He is a mess. Oh, he's a moron. He's great at business, but it stops there. He wants to get rid of environmental protection. He says because that agency gets in the way of business.
Holy crap, man.
Why don't you just, man.
That's like pollution and things.
Yes. Let's take that away so the companies can just pollute as much as they want and sell as much as they want. He's got to be confined to a room.
He's got to be stopped.
Well, that's what people are trying to do, but, you know, there are too many.
He better have a Pope-mobile if he ever drives on and becomes president, because he's a moving target.
Well, he's got a big mouth. And once he's president, my God, he's going to be so full of himself, he'll be even worse.
He can't be president. I will cry. I will literally cry.
People are willing to move.
I don't know if I can move, because I don't have the funds to do that.
Oh, you can always hop a train. You got into Canada.
I did.
So I did. Apparently that wasn't much of a problem.
It wasn't hard getting in. The problem was coming back.
Well,
everybody wants
back.
Us to get out.
Don't come back. That's all.
Canada, welcome.
Why would you want to come
welcome.
Back?
They sound like Indians. Welcome to our country. Come on in. It's fine. You don't need ID. You just come in with face. They sound Russian. They're Russians on the border.
There's a couple of them.
Yeah.
A couple of them.
When I came back, it's like the same guy, though. It's like, I was just here like 49 minutes ago. Look at your cameras.
He might see a lot of people. In the space of 49 minutes, although who could forget you?
I think they just wanted to detain me because they want to act like they're really doing their job.
I guess.
And if Donald Trump were president, I never would have got back in.
You'd have to get through the wall.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a scary thing, too.
It is. It's very scary.
Trapped in Canada.
It sounds like a great
cold.
Motion picture.
It does.
Tory Lagarde starring in Trapped in Canada.
In the summer, okay. Mm-hmm. But not in the winter.
Not in the winter. It's cold. You got to wear a coat.
Yeah, and many things.
Yeah.
Layers.
Here's what I don't understand about Ellen, getting back to the Ellen thing.
You really like Ellen.
No, I don't. Well, I don't understand.
Don't.
I don't understand. Well, she's okay. I can't watch the whole show. I can't watch the whole show.
I think she's funny.
Yeah, she's all right. I don't know what I'm watching. I mean, I know she's a lesbian, but can she dress like a little differently?
She's comfortable. She wants to wear comfortable shoes.
I don't think a television show in front of millions of people should be comfortable. I think that should be a responsibility.
Casual. Why can't you be casual and be like relate to everybody else?
Yeah, why does the president ever have to wear a suit? I mean, come on, it's your job. It's what you do.
Really?
Well, you're a talk show host.
Well, I think
you dress
fashionable,
up, man.
Doesn't she?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I do not think she's fashionable at all.
Well, she doesn't need to look like Oprah, because that's Oprah's gig.
I wouldn't say Oprah was fashionable. Well, she was somewhat for what she had.
Oprah has more money than God, and that's such a saying, but it really applies this time.
Who knows how much money God has? Well, I guess doing well.
He has all of it, doesn't he?
He's doing well.
He just doles it out here and there to people. It's really all his.
Yeah.
Don't you think, cosmically?
Yeah, they don't talk much about that, actually, his financial worth. I know he's got places.
He's got places?
He's got places all over the universe.
They're all up in the clouds, aren't they?
Yeah. It doesn't.
Oh, you mean he's got like churches and palaces and mosques and all kinds of
stuff
temples
on.
And whatever you call them.
Must be doing well. Anyway, let's get off that subject.
Yeah, vampires can't even go in there. So speaking of vampires, they can't even go into those places.
I understand. So here's Ellen, and she's sitting there, and she's a lesbian.
Right.
And yet she doesn't fawn over her sexuality toward women when they're on. But when men are on as guests, she fawns over them in a sexual manner.
Really?
And it confuses me.
All right.
She never, like if Olivia Wilde came on, who's a fairly attractive woman.
Very.
She didn't look at her and go, man, I want to suck your tits. She doesn't do that.
Porsche's going to get jealous. Why would she do that?
So she wouldn't get jealous. But then if Harrison Ford comes out, she's going, man, you're a good man. Yeah. I'd like to look at that body. Why would you want to look? You're not that way.
Because, listen, did you ever see the movie with Julianne Moore? What's her name? Julianne Moore.
Right.
And the woman's married to Warren Beatty. You know?
Now married to Warren Beatty?
They've been married for years. They have kids.
Annette Bening.
Annette Bening.
Right.
Okay, so those two women played lesbians in with Mark Ruffalo, a wonderful movie. It was actually nominated for an Oscar a few years ago. And in the movie, they were watching straight porn.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, it was gay porn with men.
All right.
It was men on men, and they were thinking that was supposed to be the thing, that they like men because it's different than what they're used to. So you think heterosexual couples like to watch two women or something, so I hear.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it's also a thing for them. So maybe it's legitimate that Ellen's like, because it's something different.
I see.
A man's body is different.
Well, sure it is. And that's the explanation?
Sure it is.
I don't know.
Maybe it's a thing that they really think is sexual because it's almost like taboo. And if a woman comes on, it's just another woman. Yeah, it's just another woman.
I guess you're right.
I don't know. I'm because I'm not a lesbian. So I'm trying to, based on that movie with Annette Bening and Julianne Moore, then they had that one scene where they watched like male gay porn.
But it's not supposed to be, it's just another woman. It's supposed to be, oh my God, there's my sexual, I'm attracted to women.
But I don't know, maybe.
But it's almost like she's not letting that out.
But everyone knows.
Everyone knows, but her fawning over men kind of is like...
I think she means it. You know?
But she certainly doesn't fawn over women.
Again, she's married. What is Portia going to do? I would be like really insecure and jealous if she kept doing that.
No, that's show business, my God.
I don't know.
Oh, no. Well, then Portia's really got to stop it.
I don't know that's the case, but I would imagine, you know, if you do that a lot, there's going to be some little arguments at home, don't you think?
There's not one male talk show host or male anything that doesn't fawn over a woman when she comes out and looks attractive.
But men sometimes fawn over other men as a joke, like a bromance, these talk show hosts. You're looking.
Total joke.
Okay.
But she's not joking.
All right.
I don't think. I just don't understand.
I think you're overthinking it, maybe. But if that's, you know, it is a legitimate thing.
My job is to overthink.
My life is to. Not even my job.
It is. You know, someone asked me that once. They said, do you have any psychological situations you're concerned about? And I said, yeah, I think too much. I'm too analytical.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gift
to
be able to see everything and to feel everything and to appreciate every little nook and cranny. That's a gift. But yes, as you said, it is a vile curse as well.
But you know what that's a sign of? And I'm 100% convinced of this. Mm. It's a sign of intelligence.
I agree with that.
Because
obviously, because I have it.
Well, that not just that.
As
but,
you do.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. But I think ignorant people just go along.
Correct.
Ignorance is bliss. They just don't care to find out what's going on.
Tori, every once in a while, see, this is, I think you'll understand this, and so will the people at home or in the car or in the boat, that wouldn't it indeed be bliss not to have to worry about everything, think about everything, second guess everything, presuppose conditions.
You could relax a little bit.
Yes, wouldn't life be so much easier to have blinders on?
That's what antidepressants are for, apparently, or mood stabilizers. I don't know.
Well, I don't know that that's what they do. I don't know what they do.
Maybe a lobotomy. Once in a while, I think about a lobotomy. Like in that movie Frances with Jessica Lange, how she was always off the wall,
I suppose.
And really running around and being like this and talking trash.
Yeah,
but then they had to give her a lobotomy, and then she was fine.
Yeah, that's extreme.
It is extreme.
I don't want people going into my head, man.
How badly do you want to be better?
See, I would, because of my condition, I would assume they're implanting something in there.
Oh, that's paranoia. You have that?
If they opened up my head, I would.
Oh, well, okay. Maybe there's chemical lobotomies, like chemical castration. Maybe there's chemical ways to do things.
I'm sure there is now.
Yeah. Back then you need the ice pick.
Yeah. Ooh, ouch.
You know?
That's got to hurt.
Well, you know, they first give you the shock therapy to numb you, and you convulse, and then they do the thing. I mean, back in the 50s or 40s. I don't know now.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have any real... You had to be totally off the wall for them to do anything.
And she wasn't even. She was just like me. She was just like, woohoo!
But now, if you can walk into any psychiatrist's office or any doctor's office, and they can assess you with some kind of medical condition that has a really fancy medical name.
Right.
And then the person themselves believes that they have a condition because they've been knighted this condition, and that stays in your brain like, oh, I have this, I have this,
right.
I have this condition.
Then you focus on that.
Correct. But yet there
can
was...
Can you get help from it, though, if you really want to get help?
I suppose.
It could be a double-edged sword. Now I know what's wrong. Now I can focus on it and get some help.
Yeah, but I think some people feed off of what they've been diagnosed with.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. Some people are in denial. There's nothing wrong with me. Those are called narcissists. I've been looking this stuff up.
Narcissists would be that?
Yeah, they don't think they have a problem, but they really do.
Oh, like Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
He's the example for a lot of things.
He's the poster child.
He is. He's, right. And he actually is. He's on posters for different reasons.
China.
I thought we'd play a little game today.
Ooh, okay. Right? I love games.
Yeah, and this is a game you don't even have to take your clothes off when you lose.
Oh, well.
Okay, let's do it anyway.
Captain and I have played one of those games.
Okay, too much information.
You remember, Captain, that's all I'm going to say. It's between you and I and maybe somebody else, and that's it.
It was a stormy night. There was nothing much to do.
There was some drinking.
We had smoked some joints, had some drinks.
We don't smoke, but we drank some things.
All right, fine. Celebrities, the names that they have, as you know, are not necessarily their names. So I thought we can try this out and see how far this goes, and the people at home can play as well.
Oh.
For valuable points.
Can you say that all again? Because I was not listening.
Yeah, I know. You were doing something with your nails. What were you doing there?
I said to fix it. It was annoying me.
We had gray nails today.
Thank you. Yeah. Ooh, everyone can watch them on the cable show.
Well, why did you say thank you? I just said you had gray nails. Oh.
It's the biotin, I think.
You're wearing jeans today, Ron. Thank you very much. Well, thank you.
You look
thank
nice. You.
No, you didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Oh, you're being snarky.
No, I'm not being snarky. It's just I wasn't
okay.
Just
but again, I did not hear anything you said. Sorry.
Well, this show's going to be interesting.
Oh, boy. I'm zoning.
Okay. You have your headsets on and everything.
I
That's
do.
Amazing.
I was zoned.
Okay. My pants are making noise.
It's like they're chiming like a church. Do you have the church chime going on? Are we going to have a talk?
This is as close to religion as I get.
Oh
right
my
here.
God.
Right here,
that
baby.
Was very
right
chimey,
here.
Man.
Right here. All right. This is the real person's name. You have to tell me who this celebrity is.
Oh, okay. I like that. Okay. Now, right. Now I paid attention.
All right. Okay, good. Because I said something that made
like
sense.
Like Archibald Leach.
Very much. And who is that?
Cary Grant.
Very
so
good.
So it's like that?
Yes.
Like okay. Francis Gum? That's
yes.
Judy Garland?
Yes.
Am I going to do them all before you ask me?
Well, there goes my list.
I like the game. I like this game. Are you playing too?
I don't even have to participate. Just sit here.
Go ahead.
We can listen to the Tory Show and
all
just
right.
have her go through
hey,
our own
good
names.
Idea.
Here we go. By the way, the Tory Show every Tuesday right here.
Correct.
Okay. Audrey Faith Perry.
No idea. Are these like new people like Hillary Duff? Am I going to be like
no,
confused?
No, actually there's a clue in their names.
Oh, Audrey Hepburn.
No, close though.
Ooh.
Audrey Faith Perry.
Perry.
You're kind of guessing around it.
Faith Hill?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Because when you said around it, then I went to the second name.
See,
I'm like, okay.
You got it.
All right,
got
nice,
it.
Nice.
Okay. This one's difficult. Stevland, S-T-E-V, Land Judkins.
Wow. Stevlin Judkins.
Yeah.
Gomer Pyle? I don't know. I mean, what's his name? Jim Neighbors?
Stevie Wonder.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, you might know this one, Carlos Estevez.
Oh, that's one of the Sheens.
Yes.
One of them. Martin?
One of them.
Martin?
Charlie?
Charlie.
Charlie.
Yeah.
It is Charlie. That's his actual name.
Okay.
Here's someone's name who I can understand why they changed it. Olivia Cockburn.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Olivia Newton-John?
Close.
Olivia de Havilland? Close. Olivia, yeah. The one you mentioned before?
Yes.
The pretty one?
Olivia Wilde.
Yeah.
Cockburn, you got to change it.
Well, she's married to, what's his name now? The funny comedian.
Yeah. Oh,
just take his name.
The guy from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I love him.
Jason?
Man.
Yeah, Sudeikis.
Yeah.
Yes.
Love him.
Yes.
Love him.
Very nice. This is obvious. Destiny Hope Cyrus.
Was that Miley Cyrus?
Yes. It's your actual
she
name.
Should have kept her name. I love
know.
It. Oh, my God.
Her
Miley.
Original name is like.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That ding-a-ling.
Yeah. She's totally a ding-a-ling.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. trying to think. Actually, well, guess what? Madonna's
is
name.
Louise.
Actually, no.
It's Sisson. Le Sisson.
Yes, but her first name is indeed Madonna.
Madonna Louise Sisson.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right. I used to follow her big time, so I kind of read a lot about her.
Interesting. Here's a long name. Margaret Mary Emily Ann Hira.
Oh, my God.
And it's Meg Ryan.
Oh, I did not know that.
And it's interesting.
Better choice, Meg Ryan.
Yeah. Here's one you might get. Thomas Black.
Ain't coming back?
Well, that's the phrase, but that's not...
Thomas? What, Tom yeah. Cruise? No, Tom Cruise is Mapathorn.
Go the other way with the other name. Thomas Black.
Jack Black?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, very good.
Well, you know, Michael Keaton was Michael Douglas. And there was already a Michael Douglas.
Yes. So they had to make a change.
Correct.
Very interesting.
Why do I know this stuff?
I don't know. You seem to know a lot of stuff. This is someone you were talking about before. Julianne Smith.
Julianne Moore.
Yes. Yes. I don't know why she bothered.
Well, Smith is pedestrian.
I suppose so. Elizabeth Sammartino Fay.
Tina Fey?
Yeah. She's got this the Tina coming out of the Sammartino. Okay. Interesting. Here's an actress, Helen Mirren.
Right.
Her real name is I can't even pronounce. Ilenia Mironov.
Oh, so she's like Russian. She looks a little Russian.
She kind of does. Is this interesting in any way?
Yeah, well, my favorite movie with Helen Mirren, believe it or not, is Excalibur 1981, John Borman.
Oh.
She is so evil and brilliant.
Were you even born then?
That was I saw that movie in 1981. It was the first movie in 1981 I saw. Thank you.
Why did you just like skim over a compliment like that?
I'm not used to them.
Wow.
Thank you.
Jesus. And I mean that in a kind way, the Jesus part.
It's your chime.
Nicholas Kim Coppola.
Oh, Nick Cage.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
He did one movie with Coppola. Mm-hmm. Coppola.
Right.
But he didn't want to, you know, say, Coppola. Get anything off that name because mm-hmm. he's one of the relatives. Right. So he thought, well, I'm going to do my own name.
Is it Coppola or Coppola?
I think it's Coppola. Francis Ford Coppola.
Coppola, I think you're probably right. Here's one you probably get. Stacey Ferguson.
I'll get that.
Probably.
Stacy Keach?
Close. Again, the other part of the name is
Ferguson?
Key. Yeah.
Is it that talk show host?
No.
Ferguson.
Oh, I see. You're thinking of Craig.
Yeah.
No, Fergie.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Lady Lumps? Lady Humps? What do you call it?
Lady Lumps? I don't know what you're talking about.
I hate
about.
That song. If I hear that song, I will smash something. Like the radio that's playing it. I don't really. I will just change the channel, actually. I'm being violent. But no, I don't like that Lady Lumps song. My lovely Lady Lumps. My humps.
That's awful. That's awful.
I don't like
anything like that. Yeah. Awful. Demetria Gunnis.
I don't know.
Demi Moore.
Okay.
Yeah. There's little hints in it. And here's one that has no hint whatsoever. Karen Johnson. There's no way of knowing who that is.
Because both Karen and Johnson are off.
They're totally off. I don't know how she... Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? I think I did hear that once.
Yeah. I don't know.
I like Whoopi Goldberg better.
She's okay.
But Goldberg?
Hmm?
It's Jewish, right? Is she Jewish?
I don't think so. I don't think originally.
I think she's a comedian. She's trying to be funny.
I think so. I hope so.
Like, what's that guy's name from Yahoo Serious? Remember?
Correct.
Australia?
Yeah.
You got to be different.
Well, that's an obvious thing, I think. And you know who Reginald Dwight is?
Elton John.
Correct.
Yeah.
Very good. Mark Vincent. There's a little clue in that last name.
Bag of donuts.
There's no way to get it. Though. Vin Diesel.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where he came up with Diesel. Anyway. That's it. There's others, but I think we're playing this out a little too much.
Is Jason Statham in there?
Jason Statham?
Do you know who that is?
No.
Oh, really? Because that's funny, because I met someone last night that didn't know who that was either, but he said everybody tells him he looks like him, so he finally had to look him up.
Oh.
And this guy, I held off as long as I could, then I finally said, you know, you look like Jason Statham. There's two reactions I get when I tell people
this.
It's either, oh, really? Or, yeah, I hear that a lot. And he was, I hear that all the time. So he said he looked him up and he showed me on his phone. He said, so I don't show too many people this, but I'll show you. And it was a picture side by side. He made a picture of himself next to Jason Statham.
Oh.
And they both have no shirts on.
Oh.
So they kind of looked similar like that.
Because of the shirt thing almost.
No, but
the,
his whole face is really? Facial hair. He was like everything. I said, can you do a British accent? He said, no. See, if he could, he could totally be fooling people.
Wow.
That he's him. If you get the Cockney accent, because Jason Statham's really like street British English.
Well, you did the same thing with the guy who looked like Gene Hackman. We were at a...
yeah, but that was like a kind of an iffy thing. You get the Taste of Metro South.
Right.
Which I have not seen anywhere on the television, by the way.
Yeah, because what are you going to do? Do you see people eating?
No, he said they were going to put it on in 2 weeks.
Oh.
And he said it'd be on the internet and YouTube right away. And I'm still like searching and searching because the guy was filming me dancing. Remember?
I'd like to
watch that. Yeah. It's probably just in his bedroom or something. He's playing it.
Yeah.
Creep.
Yeah, you were dancing like crazy, and people started dancing. It was kind of like a, what do they call that when you're like in Grand Central Station or something? Somebody starts dancing, everybody else does.
The flash mob.
That's what it's called. Yes, flash mob. I love that movie too. When the water came down.
right.
Is that right?
In the Build the Ark.
Yes, right. That was Noah.
This water. Didn't you say water?
Yeah, I did say water.
Okay.
All right, one more. One more. And this is a little bit obvious, too, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Onika Mirage.
Onika Mirage. Sounds like a black chick, maybe. Onika
Mirage.
I don't know.
Well, from the Onika, she took Nicki.
Oh, Nicki Minaj.
Yeah,
I could have lived without knowing that.
I know. I'm not saying that these are wonderful people. I'm just saying that they changed their names.
Like Kanye. She changed his name to Pile of Dung.
B-O-D. Yeah. You know who Pink's real name, what her real name is?
If you gave me multiple choice, I could probably figure it out.
All right. Here's a multiple choice. Is it Natalie Hirschlag?
No.
Is it Karen Hudson?
No.
Or is it Alicia Moore?
No.
Okay.
And it's Alicia Moore. I don't know.
Yeah, it is Alicia Moore.
Okay, because I mean, those all didn't sound. The first two I could rule out, but then the third one, I'm like, I guess I'll have to go with that if that's all
Catherine
there is.
Hudson was Katy Perry.
Okay.
Karen Johnson. Well, we did Karen Johnson. Natalie Hirschlag is Natalie Portman.
I was going to say Natalie Portman because that's the only Natalie I could think of.
That's probably why you were.
She was
say
born
that.
In Israel, you know.
Get out.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Did not know that. No clue. No clue whatsoever.
I love
whatsoever.
Her too. I love some of these people I really love. Other people on that list I could care less about, but there was some good people there. Okay.
I guess there's some good people. Anyway, that's.
I started thinking about celebrities this morning.
Did you?
When I was brushing my teeth. And I had my toothpaste there, and it was getting low on the tube. And I'm thinking, do some celebrities just chuck it and have their personal assistant go get more? Or does some just want to really think about their past and when they didn't have a lot of money, and they'll use all that toothpaste? And the people that did use all the toothpaste are the people that I like.
You know, I get that. I get that.
But if they're like Kanye and probably chucking it after two times or something, get me more, I'd be like, I don't want to know you. You're a jerk.
Even the get me more part.
Those are jerks to me. I don't want to know people like that if they exist. And you can kind of feel out who they might be around, even around here.
Yeah. Do you know, getting back to Trump again.
Yeah, I thought of him just now.
Yeah. He has never been in a subway or bus in New York. He has never walked into a convenience store to purchase something or supermarket.
He's not a real person.
He's not a real person. People don't. I wish
he's
I could
an android.
Just, I want to speak to everybody that is voting for him. And everybody says, well, he's not using, you know, he doesn't take money from special interests. He doesn't take money.
Neither does Bernie Sanders.
Yes, but Donald Trump gave his money to the, he was special interest.
Good one.
He said, here's money,
he
make my business
it,
environment better.
Right.
Oh my God.
It's just a double
what
standard.
What is it with you people?
They don't know.
They don't think. They're just...
They're going along the sheeple.
It's it is sheeple. It's sheeple.
I hate to say that, too, because that's so cliche, but that's a good example of
it's
it.
It's a very good example. They just... Oh, it's unfortunate. I just hope that those of
the
you...
The GOP's
that,
not going to nominate him anyway, don't you think?
If he doesn't indeed get enough...
delegates.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah, he could. He could. Well, he's going to win New York because he's from New York, and Ted Cruz called New York people...
Ted Cruz. He's another winner, you know?
That's why the Republican Party is just like they're done because no matter who you choose, you're going to lose. You could run against my grand. Yeah, I know. I didn't plan that.
You're a poet.
And you know I didn't
plan
that.
I do know it.
I know. All right. Hey, watch the television show that Tori and I do. Actually, after this show, we go over to a television studio, or radio studio now, and we do the show, but it's televised. And Tori, how do you, because I can never remember where you can go into your computer and watch it.
EastonCat.org.
Easton, E-A-S-T-O-N.
Correct, C-A-T.
Cat, like in cat, .org.
Right.
And then you can watch us.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Captain had me memorize that, and he had a trick to make me memorize it, and it worked.
What was the trick so I can learn it?
The word Easton.
Okay, that's tough
then
to begin
cat.
With.
Easton Cat.
Oh, there's I a never cat. Thought
Easton
of
cat.
That. Okay.
See?
See, I get it, but I would come up with like Easton Tiger or something,
because
that's my problem.
Yeah.
That
sometimes it's
others.
The simple. They always say, go for the simplest solution first before you explore more complicated ones. Think about what could the simplest thing be.
Well, most of the solutions are the simplest solutions as well. You break it down to its simplest components, and then you can better deal with it.
Right. Don't complicate it.
I get it. But my memory, and I've always not had a good memory. When I meet people, I was told I'm supposed to associate the name that I've just heard with something that's familiar to me.
Yeah,
but I would always forget what was familiar to me.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Like you said, cat. You know, I say, all right, Easton. Man, I know it's an animal. I can't remember what animal it is.
That's Community Access Television, though. Can you do it that way? That's what it's the anagram for.
It's
what do you call it? Not an anagram.
Letter representation system.
There's another word. Where's George with his little Googling?
Well, this is a different show. I get
confused.
I know. I'm confused where I am.
An acronym?
Sometimes.
I think it's an acronym.
Okay, good. Nice word.
You're welcome.
Fine. Good.
Hey, do people know, like, this is not done live, because they're not streaming it live, right?
This?
Yeah.
What we're doing now?
Yeah.
No.
People know that,
right.
Don't they?
No.
Oh.
Well, now you've just let the cat out of the bag.
Sometimes,
sometimes
we record things. The point is, American Idol, the very last American Idol was on Thursday night.
We're taping this on a Thursday morning.
Right.
Okay,
so nobody, we don't know. But it's exciting because somebody just won something, and you're listening to it after the winner.
In my appointment book, I have it marked down. Watch American Idol.
Oh my God.
I'll show it to you when we get it.
I believe you, because this is almost like history happening. It's been 15 years, hasn't it?
Yes, I remember. I was into it like for the first 5 years, and then when Simon left, I was done.
Right,
but I was kind of done before that.
Captain and I have watched it together here and there.
Oh, really?
So
I can't get into these judges.
We haven't
here.
So much this year, but last year we really did. But this year we kind of. But it's the last year, so we really should have been
it
more.
Is.
But
they did a nice retrospective on Tuesday night
with Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
Okay,
I
didn't see it.
And they had the Dunkelman guy who was the original co-host with him.
Dunkelman.
Yeah, on the first season there were two hosts. There was Ryan Seacrest. And Brian Dunkelman.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that because I didn't watch it then.
Yeah.
And then I heard about it though.
Yeah.
Okay. My brother once in a while would call me up and say, "Hey, they're doing Elvis. You gotta put this on quick."
It was a big thing.
Yeah.
They were touting that there were more people that voted for American Idol on a given night than voted in an election.
Oh my God. What does that say about us though?
It says the show is big, or that we're incredibly stupid.
But
one
we're
or the
just
other.
Television people. We're potatoes.
Well,
and thus again,
the Trump phenomenon.
Right.
Anyway,
you're right. It all came full circle.
The reason why the show last night was...
What an incredible...
Which didn't happen yet as far as we're concerned.
Yeah, but somebody... It's either this chick or this guy. That's all I know.
That's not what excited me, because I haven't watched it the whole season.
I haven't watched
it at all.
Right.
But the fact is, on the last show, they're going to bring back like everybody.
No way.
And they'll probably
Kelly Clarkson?
Probably, of course.
And the gay guy?
All of them.
Oh my God.
They'll probably all be there. And
okay.
Probably everyone.
Adam Lambert, that's his name I was trying to think.
All
okay.
of them. Plus probably some incredible music celebrities, big celebrities and stuff.
And then
will
the guy that
up.
Has the show, that song, Home.
Yeah,
Daughtry. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Oh, they'll probably all be on. It'll just be because all they're going to do is just because the last. I think
they
the last
only have
thing
two
took
to
place.
Vote for, so there's going to be a lot of time to fill.
They've already done their. Wednesday night was when they did their final performances.
Did you watch that?
No,
me neither.
Because,
okay.
You know, tonight or right. last night, depending on when you're listening to this,
right.
is all they're going to do is just announce the winner. I mean, right. the votes are already in.
Okay.
So it's just going to be a two-hour okay. spectacular of these celebrities and, okay. and prior winners and stuff.
Maybe the captain, I should check this out.
And Simon Cowell, I believe, is coming back, and the original judges will be.
Oh, that's going to be great. Yeah, you know why they're doing it? Because it's the very last one.
Correct.
That's like when Michael Jordan retired, remember?
Exactly. You know,
like, he was retiring. It's a great big deal. Yes. But then he came back.
Yes.
So they better not come back.
Oh, they won't come back.
You sure?
Positive. It's done.
I don't know.
Their ratings are so bad now.
Okay.
There's no way.
All right.
All those shows are not doing
like
either.
The Voice and America's Got Talent. They're all
the Voice
the same.
Is doing okay, but the America's Got Talent is even starting to go downhill. You can't just do things forever. You lose your punch. You know, even when you do these silly radio shows, you know, you do a great show. Mm-hmm. See, this is Letterman also said this. He says, when you do a great show, you're happy you did it, but then your immediate concern is, how do I top that tomorrow?
That's a great point.
Because now, if I did such a great show, tomorrow night's show can't be as good. So now I'm downhill already.
I came in here with nothing. That's sometimes I do that. So usually I have my phone, I have notes, what I can talk about. I came in here with nothing. I mean, I saw your driveway. That's the last thing I saw. And I went, oh, okay, Ron's got his stakes up still for the plows.
No, Tori, that's not true.
Okay.
Here's what happened.
I'm dying here. Okay, but I looked at every other house and they're not there. I'm like, what's
they
wrong
are not
doing?
There.
Waiting for the storm, the April Fool's
yes,
Day storm.
That's what I took my stakes down over. If you remember last week, the stakes were probably gone.
Yes.
And because no one had their stakes up. And I'm talking about driveway stakes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not Trump stakes.
Right.
So I took them out because it was like a 60 degree day. Like I think it was.
Can't stop laughing because it's so
and
funny.
Then I heard, oh, the snowstorm of the century is coming.
You put them back.
I put them back.
See you
I said, oh my god,
there.
I did. I raced them back. Oh my god, when the plow guy comes, wouldn't it be ironic if in
tears
April he tears up my grass?
Right? So, it was so every all winter. You were so
you're
perfect.
Right, you're so perfect. There's 2 inches of snow.
I'm not falling for that banana in the tailpipe. All right.
So I ran. I got those stakes and I put them right back in
so
the same
neat.
Holes.
Yeah.
The same holes in the ground.
I'm like, what am I seeing right now as I pull in? I'm like, is this for real? There's no snow
That's
at
what
all,
it is.
And they're there.
Well, I know there was snow.
He's waiting.
No, it was from
oh,
and it came, and I just didn't take them out yet.
Because you never know. Wait till May.
It
I'd say wait till May.
It's supposed to snow Saturday night just a little bit.
Again?
Well, just a dusting.
Just a touch.
And to not even pavement, just grass maybe.
All right.
Because at night it goes down to like the 20s still.
I know.
This is a hell of a weather report we just did.
I know.
Yeah, you can always tell what's going to happen by just coming. Just drive by my house and see if I have stakes in the ground or not.
You'll
know if it's going to snow.
It was so obvious because it's like this bright fluorescent yellow. I'm like, what is catching my eye right now?
Well, they have to be seen from airplanes because otherwise they can't plow.
You can't. They don't want to miss them. And the kids aren't pulling them out and playing soccer on your lawn. And
no. Then... Oh, I'd rather put 60 stakes so that they can't even stand in my driveway.
That'd be funny. They'd have a whole row of them.
Damn little kids.
Yeah. They'd be like, he's doing it wrong.
Yeah. Actually, I approached one of the kids. I was walking my dogs in the neighborhood.
Oh.
And the kid that was standing in the driveway and spitting on
you
the ground.
You had to say something, didn't you?
No. Not really. I didn't really say it. It just came up. And
sounds like me. I just say things. And things just come up. I open my mouth and things come out.
Passive conversation.
Sure.
I think we were talking about driveway stakes or something. I think
probably.
I might have brought it up.
And what'd you do?
And he said, he apologized. He said, oh my goodness, did I do that? And I said, yes. And he said, oh my God, I'm sorry.
This was
so
really
sorry.
Bothering you, huh?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about.
You kept it inside.
See,
but at least now it's out and it's good, right?
Yeah.
Now you're better with that one?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's
see, I'm very much like you. I get obsessed with things.
Right.
And
well,
I don't know if you do that, but I do. And they just, until they're resolved, they just never leave my body.
Right.
It's an inner body experience.
Well, Captain's better than me at that because he'll just, whatever's on his mind, he will ask, he will say things nicely and then get it out instead of festering.
Yeah.
And that's a trait I would like to have if I could do it the correct way.
Well, I wanted to do that, but I was told by those around me not to do it because I was too curmudgeon-y and I'd look
it's
like an asshole.
It's a little curmudgeon-y, but you know what? Still, if it's bothering you, you did then. It was bothering
you.
I
did get it out and I did feel better.
Good. And that's all that matters, right? And you did in a nice way.
Yeah. Then something bad happened.
Oh, no.
And it, which ruined my humanity. I live in a nice neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I had found out that one of my neighbors...
Mm-mm. Was a pedophile?
No, that would be all right.
Okay.
Comparatively,
I guess I was
for
way
me,
off.
Apparently, was very proud of the fact that this came up in conversation that he had just killed a deer with a bow and arrow.
Oh, no.
And I said, all right, it's horrible just to kill a deer that's just standing in your freaking backyard coming out of the woods. That's like awful. Aww. And he said, well, we chopped it up and for the meat and everything. And
oh, my
God. So he says, so it wasn't, what, are you living on a mountain?
There's no supermarkets?
I know. But then I said, a bow and arrow? That is such an inhumane way to kill something. That's got to be a slow and painful death.
I don't even get it, though. I don't even understand hunting.
I don't either.
And I don't think I would date someone that was a hunter because I couldn't resolve it in my brain.
Tori, I can't even talk to somebody that's a hunter.
Okay, good.
Someone that has a capability to see something living eye to eye,
right?
Something of a good mammal size.
I think those people are jerks.
To take its life.
Yes.
I couldn't do it.
Unless you're on a survival thing, like on a mountain. Like I said, you know, what if it is, you know?
Different.
But yeah, it's very different. There's Roach Brothers right down the street.
Right, and they don't even have deer there.
Then that's too bad. Then you have to live without it. They don't have panda either.
Right. Now they don't have panda.
These things need to be said out loud, really.
I know, but I mean,
it's Massachusetts.
See, that's like a Trump thing
it's
for
not
me
like Colorado
again.
Either.
I can't. Right. I can't get beyond that barrier. I can't do you. I can't.
No.
I can't even have a conversation with you.
No.
I'd prefer that you lived somewhere else. You know, if that's your way. I don't want to be amongst people like that. But then I get introspective and I say to myself, but I eat meat.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, I'm not big on venison, but I do eat cow and
stuff. Never even tried venison.
But I don't
have any interest in it.
I don't either. But
or veal.
I mean, killing a chicken's not wonderful either, you know? But
right.
I don't think they shoot it with an arrow and watch it go crazy until it just falls. It's just inhumane.
I need protein. I'm not. Look at how much I weigh.
I know.
I got to eat some meat.
Yeah.
I can't just eat beans to get my protein that way with the amino acids.
Yeah.
I'm a different kind of person.
I understand. But I do live with that contradiction in my life where I am eating.
You wear leather shoes. I mean, it's the whole argument.
I know. I get it.
Right.
So I'm not thrilled. But there's
you keep
no question.
Saying, but.
Well, there is
there is
a big but. There is
just
a big but
truth.
Because I do not have the ability or capability of killing something that can look back at me.
I don't either.
I told you my story about flies.
You let them out?
I let them out.
Yeah.
If I can. If they're near a window, I'll open up.
Captain does
the same.
I've seen Captain carry out spiders, and he had me do it once to help him carry out a spider on a thing.
I'll do it if I can.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. I even when I went fishing, I did catch and release. Captain doesn't even want to fish. He doesn't want to have the fish be hurt by the hook.
I agree with that.
I did fish. But I didn't take them home and eat them. Throw them back in their little, for their life.
I don't know which is.
But I got a picture for us of my big lunkers, my 21-inch lunkers.
I, you know, his deal was that he was going to eat the animal.
This is your neighbor, yeah.
Yeah, and all right, I kind of get that, even though I could not do that.
Right.
But people that do it for sport,
I
can't. I can't. I just can't.
What's
fathom
worse than that,
that
is these people that pay to go across overseas and hunt. You know, I don't know if they're endangered, but they're big game.
Yes,
like lions and elephants, and I can't get my head around that. These people that they have that much money, and then that's what they want to do with it, and then kill a big animal. I'm like, why? These people need to be jailed. What is this world about?
A friend of ours, their daughter married a guy who. He's fairly well off, and apparently you walk into his family room, and on the walls are the deer heads, the bear
heads.
That.
That's gross.
It is gross.
What is this, like the Addams Family house?
I don't know. I mean, my grandmother died, but she's not mounted on my wall.
What's
the difference? What's the difference?
You're so proud you killed an animal? That's your claim to fame?
Yeah. It makes
I'd be ashamed of it.
Or something.
It's a shameful thing, really. You've got it all backwards. In my mind, and I'm not going to change my mind.
And you know why women don't put deer head on the walls? It's because they don't match the rug. That's an awful chauvinistic thing.
I mean, yeah, but I don't think women are as much of a hunter mentality as men, because it's a hunter-gatherer thing,
If you
isn't
go
it?
On your Google online emporium, just 2 days ago,
uh-oh.
Sarah Palin.
Except for her. She has testicles.
She does.
Right.
Bigger than mine, to be honest with you. She actually posted a picture. It's all over the place. She killed a boar, and she is leaning over the dead boar with a gun, smiling into the camera.
I don't like her for lots of reasons, and I guess that's another one. So, yeah.
I don't understand.
She's got something to prove.
I don't get it. I just don't get that.
Right.
I don't get it.
It's a man's world, and she's going to be part of it. It's all like a psychological thing.
I don't even know
I think.
Why that's supposed to be a man's world. I don't.
I know.
As Tori said, you can go to the supermarket and buy yourself some chopped meat and have a hamburger. You don't have to stand there with a gun and.
It's something. It's some macho mentality. I think is what it is. To brag, bragging rights, maybe.
It's not. But not even to feel bad about it. To actually pose with it with a smile. It's. That's like the opposite.
If someone told me that, okay, this is what I'm probably going to do, and maybe it's rude, but I'm just going to turn and walk away. This is not going to be a goodbye. This is not going to be an excuse me.
I agree.
If they don't like it, too bad. Yeah. I'm just going to walk away.
I agree.
And maybe you'll get the picture. Mm-hmm. I don't need to hear that.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Totally agree.
All right. Maybe I will say excuse me because that's maybe a little bit polite, but I'll say excuse me and then I'll go and never come back.
I would probably say something like, I can't deal with that. And then I'd walk away.
Oh, that's a little harsh.
Why?
Well, I mean, for me, I don't want to be like the B word. Then they'll be thinking that. But I will stand on my principles and say, excuse me. Would you please excuse me? And then just walk away. Mm. I think then I'm a little bit, they said.
I guess
you
made the point. Yeah.
But then it gets turned on me somehow. Whoa, that was rude.
No. Well, not if you state the reason why you've done it, then you're not rude. If you state it.
Yeah. But I wouldn't like someone doing that to me. If this is my value, my principle, like I'm pro-life, okay? Is that all right? Well, and then they said, well, I think every life is valuable, and then they turn around and walk away. I mean, see, I'm always going to know I'm right, but then I'm going to be like, that lady's crazy. I don't want to be in the other say, that lady's crazy, just because I don't believe in killing animals. The crazy people will think I'm the crazy one, you see?
But we think they're crazy,
well,
don't
they
we?
Are. But so, I just would like to say, excuse me, instead of, I don't agree with you.
I think some people just sometimes you have to just say, you are you, I am me, and
agree to disagree.
We will just not, agree to disagree, and we both can't deal with each other.
Yeah, that's
other,
a mature so way to be, and sometimes I'm mature, and sometimes I'm not.
Yeah.
That's why I'm in therapy.
I had that, I don't know if he still listens to the show, but I had attorney David Casella on the show quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
A very...
Big Dave.
Yeah, big man. And he was Republican, although he just called himself a fiscal conservative.
Right.
But we constantly on the radio...
Oh, you were buttonheads.
Yeah. But we did always agree that we were bros.
Correct,
and we had each other's back,
right.
Which sounds gay, but it wasn't. and there were times I helped him and he helped me. That was very civil, even though we knew that we were totally on a different page.
And he seemed like a smart guy, so he's interesting to listen to.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's good conversation.
Right.
If you can respect the fact that... It's not going to be resolved. You're you,
right.
I'm me, and
never.
Although had he gone out and killed something, I would have severed that relationship immediately.
You feel very strongly.
That bromance would have ended.
Oh sure.
Yeah.
I don't even try to friend people that do that, but I don't. Mm. I don't know if I've ever met anyone necessarily that does, so I don't want to be friends with someone.
Sometimes the kind of thing you find out a little bit later.
Then what do you do?
What I did and what he was civil enough to do was say, we're going to totally disagree on this and that's that.
Right.
But respect your opinion, respect mine, so fine.
Right.
But we're not going to change each other's opinion was the point, so why try?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. This has been a little deeper than I thought it would be.
There was some light moments.
There were light moments. I think it was, 8 minutes and 30 seconds in, got pretty light.
And when you use the word emporium, I like that. That's
Did you
an
like
awesome
that?
Word.
It's so fantastic.
It's so underused.
It is, and it says so much about so many things.
You know, if you have a high vocabulary, that's another sign of high intelligence.
That's why I don't like a lot of profanities.
Okay.
I think that's a lack of intelligence, or it comes out certainly in that way.
I like it for a funny effect sometimes. And we've talked about that.
We're going to have to agree to disagree
right.
on that.
Right, but I watched Jim Gaffigan again the other day. Mm-hmm. My son and I were checking. He said, Mom, you got to watch Beyond the Pale. I've seen it, but I hadn't seen it in a long time. And I was laughing all over again. Bathrobes? Oh, some of these funny bits were just hilarious.
Mm-hmm. I saw a thing on TV on one of the things, Andrew Dice Clay. He's doing his bit again.
Oh, is he?
And I listened to it, and it was like totally... Absolutely disgusting, because that's right. his thing.
It's his thing, yeah. I don't think it's funny.
I laughed here and there, but then I stopped laughing because it was
It's raunchy.
Well, you just did your raunch for 30 seconds.
Right.
Why go further than that?
Now it's
all the same thing.
Right.
And then
he's beating it to death.
Yes. And then you do say to yourself, I really should not be laughing at this. It's really not funny. And it really wasn't, actually.
Right.
His delivery and timing is very, very good.
Right.
But after 30 seconds, I changed the channel. I got disgusted.
Sure.
And women are in the audience and they're laughing their asses off.
They're probably drunk. Once you have a couple of drinks, if he gets the audience a little drunk, he's great. Then the audience loves him. He must be funny. We're using that logic.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't know. People talk about politically correct and stuff, and I don't think it necessarily is that. I think some people are just not as loose flying as other people. Just the way it is.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think they're trying to hide something.
We have different senses of humor, maybe. I watched a movie with the captain last year.
Yeah.
I watched Horrible Bosses 2.
Yes.
I'd already seen it, but I thought, you got to really watch this.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was hilarious. He thought it was not so good.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that juvenile humor thing going that I like, but he was not really that amused by
it.
But then other times we'll agree and laugh. Things are funny.
It's cool.
But I sometimes like that really.
You like to get raw.
Horrible Bosses 2 had some of those moments.
Yes,
like with I thought Jennifer Aniston was hilarious in that. It's so different than her roles,
she
and that's what I like.
A pretty raw character, yeah.
Like in the new Walking Dead, you don't watch it, but
right.
They just had the season finale.
Yes.
And the guy that's the bad guy, Negan, he's usually doing like other stuff, and it's very removed from what he usually does. So he likes it. He's getting into this role.
Mm.
And let me just add this about that. Walking Dead fans are all up in arms.
Why?
And I'm one of them, but I'm not up in arms. I am a huge fan of the series.
Right.
But I thought the finale was a great cliffhanger, but everyone's like, yeah, we got ripped off. Because we don't know who died. One of the main characters died.
Yes.
We don't know which one.
Yes.
So what? You find out in 6 months. Go live your life in the summer, and you'll come back. And the first episode's going to be like, they're going to break records for the viewership.
Mm.
And we're all going to be excited to see. And I will too. I don't feel like let down. I don't feel like I'm ripped off. I'm a fan of the series, and that's what they did. And Gimple and Kirkman explained what they did, and yay,
and that's
Kirkland.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember the last episode of Seinfeld. We probably talked
that
about this as well.
It was a two-part. The first part, I thought, first half was great when they went to court.
Right.
And the second half, whatever it was, when they're sitting in there, they're just stuck in the jail cell.
Well, that was the very end.
The very end.
Yeah. They just said, it was just nothing.
Yeah, I know. That was a letdown to me.
Yeah.
Because that was the very last one. This is just the end of a season. They're going to pick up and a whole new season's going to start. I would have had hope for Seinfeld. Well, they can redeem, but that was
they
in the end.
They will never redeem.
Actually,
they redeemed on
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah. To some extent. Yeah. Yes, just a season finale is not a big deal.
But it is to these Walking Dead. They're rabid over this.
A series finale is different.
You're right.
You know,
you're right. And then I would have been like, you're kidding
nicely.
Me.
Yeah.
They couldn't do that then. They couldn't just leave it.
But
in the comic book, everyone read the comic book that Glenn gets bashed, his head gets bashed in. So we don't know, though, because sometimes they take a departure from the comic book, you know? But I don't know if they will. I think they're going
to
stay faithful
back
to it.
So they can
we're
going to
find out. And it's sad because it is someone that's dead and it's a main character. And that's kind of horrible. And when I think about that psychologically, even though it is just a TV show, I start to think, wow, that's really kind of sad that they did that.
Do you remember the best series finale ever?
That's a really good question.
And of course, it's a matter of opinion.
But series, give me a hint.
Well, it was
these games.
It was situation comedy.
Okay.
And most of them just end with somebody like the Mary Tyler Moore Show. She just turned off the light in the newsroom, and
that was classic,
sweet and classic,
right?
But not clever.
Not clever.
The cleverest of all.
Oh, I know. Newhart.
Yes.
Yes, yes,
you got
yes.
It.
Yep.
You got
I knew it. I remember.
Yes.
He woke up in bed with Suzanne Plachette.
From the previous another series.
Oh, my God. That was very,
blew my
very good.
Mind.
I'm getting chills. Look at those goosebumps.
Me too.
Oh, my God.
Because
it was so incredibly
clever.
And it was unexpected.
Yes.
Who
totally
saw
unexpected.
That coming?
Yeah, no one had said a word about it.
And I loved it because I watched all the Newhart, the Bob Newhart Show in the 70s. Loved that.
That was so cool.
So it was great. It was great.
That was almost like they did an entire 7-year series of the Newhart Show just to cap off the first one.
Exactly.
The one from 7 years like a 7-year setup. It was unbelievable.
It was almost like what Dallas tried to do when the whole thing was dreamed in the shower.
Right.
Like Patrick Duffy.
Yes.
And I didn't watch Dallas necessarily. No. Sometimes I'd catch one just to say, what is this about?
Yeah.
Because I love Larry Hagman. I loved him. But I didn't watch it faithfully like Dynasty.
I didn't either.
For the first 4 years of Dynasty,
Me
I was
too.
Glued to
Me
it.
Too.
Then it got weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped.
Everything gets weird if it goes too long. Weird. And I think that's what but most Seinfeld of these shows say to themselves. No, Seinfeld got better every year.
I loved it, yeah.
And they actually knew that they were leaving at the ultimate time.
It was May 1998.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it had just gotten better and better and better and better. And as we said before, it started off horribly.
And it's still on TBS every day. People are, every it's a big day. Audience and three, four Facebook episodes talks in, about in a row. It. And
yeah.
Fake.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing. Well, that's what they'll say about this show someday in the Tory show.
Oh, yeah.
They'll go back and
put it
say,
in the time capsule.
Yeah, I don't know where to put it. I'll bury it in one of the little holes that I put my stakes in.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the kids will find it and kids dig it up.
Right.
What's this? Let's play with it.
Years and years of work and you're...
Did you dig up my time capsule? I'm saying this nicely.
I'm saying this nicely. Kids.
It's been bothering me.
Kids.
I know it's missing.
I was told not to say anything, but...
But it is my time capsule.
It's my time capsule.
That's right. It's very important to me. I can never make another one.
Right. So... Fess up. I'm sorry, Mr. Van Damme, that I took your time capsule. Okay. All right. As long as you're sorry.
I sold it on eBay. Got a pretty penny.
That's about it. A pretty penny. It was one of the shiniest pennies I ever saw.
It was minted. Newly minted.
Hey, you know, with the Indian accent. It was newly minted.
Twas. They're the best pennies.
I'm going to say something politically very incorrect.
Ooh.
I find the Indian culture...
Smelly?
No. Thanks, Tori.
Oh, I thought I was trying to help you out.
No.
That would have been incorrect.
It would have been really incorrect.
Well,
thank
you're
going to
not do as bad as that?
Not half as bad as that.
I heard India smells. I heard it on a Seinfeld episode.
It does. It really does. And people in India know, and so does everybody else.
There's sewer in the streets.
Yeah.
What's that about? I don't know.
It is. There is actually cow shit all over the place.
Yeah, you had said that.
Yeah, it's awful. And they just throw their garbage
all right,
down
so
on the ground.
So it's Indians and it's not smelly culture. I'm sorry.
I thought you turned
on
them. I thought you
Oh.
Well, it could be.
A little curry.
Anyway, a little curry. Yes. It's an either or with them.
Right.
Either they're behind the counters in convenience stores,
mm-hmm.
or they're your doctor.
Oh
it's just
God.
Like it's
There's
like
nothing in
two
between.
Extremes. No.
Yeah.
There is nothing in between.
So they're really smart or really dumb.
Well, I don't know if they're dumb.
The convenience store people.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe so.
It's that kind of run of the mill.
It's just a very different.
Oh yeah, the culture is a
place
just,
there.
Right.
Yeah,
you're making a ton here. I'm trying to make
right.
make ends meet.
Yes,
and I
don't see anything in between.
Yeah,
really, I don't know why. Of course, there are in between. It's just I don't.
I haven't met any. Yeah, in betweens.
Right, or they're fixing my computer from another place.
Yeah.
That too, which is also a very.
I only went to an Indian restaurant one time.
Mm-hmm.
About 10 years ago.
Interesting.
10, 11 years ago. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
It was the smell was coming out of my skin for 2 days.
Yeah. Well, they're very heavy into the spices.
I don't like the spices. I'm a spiceless kind of person.
Did you like the Spice Girls?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so you do like the spices.
That was 1997 when they were really big.
They're extremely huge.
Well, I mean physically they weren't that huge, but 1997 my daughter had a poster on the wall.
Really?
A couple of posters. She loved the Spice Girls. The teenage girls back then really that was the big thing.
The problem that I have with Indian food is that it all tastes exactly the same to me, no matter what it is.
Oh, okay. So, do you like it? Hello.
I'm thinking. it's not an easy.
You know if you like it.
When they have Indian, they have buffets a lot. I like
right.
buffets if they're okay.
Right.
But every dish is exactly
okay.
Tastes exactly the same
right.
as the next one.
Yeah, then I would not like that.
No, it's very...
I don't want it.
Very spicy.
It makes me smell.
It's tasty.
I don't know.
Well, you've got a thing with smells.
I do. I really do. It's not my fault.
I share your smell situation.
The littlest smell,
extent.
I'll smell it. I can smell people around the corner.
That I don't have, but I do. But offensive smells
right.
really offend me.
Yeah.
Where other people, not so much.
Oh, yeah. I'm very... Egg smell. I don't like the smell of eggs.
I can't do that. If I walk into a room and somebody has had excessive amounts of garlic,
oh.
I can't be there.
No.
I must leave.
Yeah. I've gotten
rude over
that.
And other people are just standing there going, what's your problem? What's my problem?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you serious?
I know.
You can cut the air with a knife
yeah,
in here.
I know.
I don't know what you're talking about. Wow, then I feel like I'm on a different planet.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't like that smell at all.
I don't get that.
You right. have to be with someone that's eating garlic with you. Or you have to be on the same page.
And only them.
And only them.
For a long time.
My mother won't eat garlic 2 days before she goes to the doctor. She doesn't want anything happening.
I totally agree with that. I'm the same way. I am the same way.
Right.
I get very self-conscious about that, and I will not out in public.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody should. Everybody should be as sensitive.
Captain would never do that to me.
Not on purpose.
Never.
Not on purpose.
He would never eat garlic if it was going to bother me.
And then I know a lot of people, Italians and other cultures, that they say they eat garlic every day.
Maybe it's good for you. And, take a pill.
Yeah, take a pill. They have odorless garlic pills. Sure. It is very good for you. It's extremely good for you.
Then do it.
Of course, everybody passes away at a certain point anyway. So
I only don't so much.
Okay, don't look at the...
54 minutes? I'm probably bad today. I'm not really putting a lot of thought in it. 49, I don't know.
No, actually, the other way.
Oh, is it, we're going towards an hour?
It's weird, yeah.
Oh my God, yeah, we've talked too much.
Okay. She's Tori Lagarde. You can hear her show, where it's only her, on Tuesdays right here, and otherwise she joins me on Friday, and I'm with you the other days, and that's pretty much it.
Sounds good to me.
And watch us on television by going to your internet highway, by going to,
Easton.
Don't tell me. Ooh. Oh, Tori.
I'm sorry. Easton, I thought you were pointing at me.
Easton.
Yeah.
Cat.
Yes.
.org.
Perfect.
Yay.
Ta-da. Was your fireworks sound effect?
Don't have it.
Aww.
I don't have
Make
it.
Make one. That's pew, your homework.
Pew, pew, pew. Sounds pew, like gunshots. Pew, pew, pew. Sounds like gunshots. That's not it.
No.
Nope.
Will it fire in the air?
Yeah, that's it.